You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
17 past the hour. Roland Martin joins us on the show. Roland, morning.
Skip Murphy, always good talking with you. Sybil, good morning.
Mr. Martin.
Have y'all got a quarterback yet in Chicago?
Wow, MC Ascot, really?
No,
really?
I was just checking. Okay. I was just checking. Chris Paul, how you doing?
What up, homie?
Always good talking to super black man, Chris Paul himself. It's always a pleasure. First and foremost, let me say this to folks. Morgan State University, I will be at your commencement on Friday.
Nice.
I'm giving the speech. Y'all know how we gonna do it. If you saw my speech last week at Virginia State and Sybil, I don't write speeches, so all of them are different, and so I don't repeat my words. So I look forward to being at Morgan State there with the students on Friday. So look forward to that.
Good for you.
All right, let's get to the topic at hand, folks, and that is on yesterday. That's right. Yesterday, Donald Trump met with two former NFL, actually several NFL superstars, including Ray Lewis, but also the great, the legendary Jim Brown, the Hall of Famer. Of course, and at that particular meeting, they talked about a variety of issues. I saw several interviews yesterday where Jim Brown discussed the meeting where he said, quote, he fell in love with Donald Trump. That certainly piqued my interest. And so I said, well, let's talk to the man himself. Welcome to the show, Jim Brown. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Always good talking with you. First and foremost, Pastor Daryl Scott of Cleveland texted me the day before saying that he was bringing you and others to the particular meeting. Did they reach out to you? Did you reach out to them? How did this meeting get established?
Pastor Scott was the catalyst to the meeting. He's a dynamic personality, and he reached out, and he made all the sense in the world, and he put the whole thing together, and I was very happy to be a part of it.
What took place in the meeting? How long did you meet? What was discussed?
Well, I'll tell you, we had about 45 minutes, I would say, and the main thing was how to make America a better country, but specifically how to deal with the African-American community and make an investment in improving that community. So, you know, it was a great meeting for me because I didn't go there, you know, asking them to deliver. I went there with the program myself, America Can, and a history of working with my people. So consequently, when the president said he was in, that made my day.
Now, when he said he was in,
talking about Pastor,
when he said he was in, when he said he was in, what does that mean?
That meant that he brought the concept that we brought dealing with the violence and education in our inner cities around the country, and that he would back it. And in meant that we had his total cooperation. And we were talking with his representatives, so it was a win-win situation for everybody.
Now, when he say he will back it, does that mean that he is going to? Because I saw one story where he will not merge it with his administration. But did he say how? Did he say with money, with resources? Did he say with what department? And what will that look like?
Well, you're getting deep into it. Do we have enough time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Basically, those things have to be worked out. But when I say that his representatives, I'm not going to be working with him directly because he has a lot of work to do. But he has representatives like Pastor Scott that will be able to work with us on a daily basis. So we have a team under him that can produce the things that we want to produce. And one of the main things I'll say is jobs. Our people need jobs. And when we deal with the construction companies that we've had relationships with and other corporations that the president is an expert on, they're conscientious of creating jobs for the people at the bottom of the ladder. And that's so important in getting rid of a lot of the violence and a lot of the despair that's in our community.
So I got to ask you this here. In the 60s, you started the Negro Injustice Economic Union, which later changed to the Black Economic Injustice Union. As you told Esquire, you helped more than 400 businesses as well. And what somebody did in their past also predicates what they'll do in their future. And one of the things that I have not heard from anybody is whether or not, what did Donald Trump do as a businessman before running where he did these things when it came to small businesses, when it came to construction companies, when it came to interior designers. Did he present any evidence where he actually did this in private practice that he says he'll now do in public practice?
No, he wouldn't have to do that because when you talk about economic development, the principles are pretty much the same. You know, when you talk about expertise and you talk about capital, you marry the two of those and you're an entrepreneur. It's the interesting thing is that your question leads me to look at the concentration that has gone on in the Black community through years of really trying to become equals at the table. And what where we've missed the boat is that we have not applied ourselves and our power as a consuming nation to the agenda. And that has to change because economic development, you have to have money, you have to have technical knowledge, and you have to be a hard worker. You deal with a capitalistic society, and entrepreneurship is a very important part of the way that people have success in this country.
Mr. Brown, was there one moment that made you, that something he said, the president-elect said or did, that made you, as you say, fall in love with him and what he stands for?
Well, you know what? That's like a typo. I was really talking about the Pastor Scott, who brought us all together and who took a lot of criticism for being a supporter of the president. And it came across as if I was saying I fell in love with the president. No, but it was Pastor Scott that I said that about.
Got it. So when you say you fell in love with him, you were speaking of Pastor Darrell Scott and not Donald Trump.
Not Donald Trump, no.
Well, mainstream media sure the hell ran with that one.
Man.
Yeah, I know, but that's a strong word.
Well, that's why I'm glad you came to black media to clear that thing up.
And tell the president-elect to come to black media, too.
Well, yeah, Jim, that is important. Donald Trump needs to sit down and talk to black media as well if he wants to talk about what he wants to do for black people.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And it's interesting because, see, I don't know how much black I can get. But I guess you got a little blacker than me.
Well.
I don't know. At 80 years old, I don't want to talk about Marshall County, Mississippi. I don't want to talk about the Black Economic Union. I don't want to go into all of those things. But thank you so much.
Jim Brown, I appreciate it. Thank you so very much. Tell your wife, Monique, I said hello.